Every day, I stand before you. I do so as your partner, your friend, your lover, your equal, each and every day. But the moment you reach your hand out and stroke my cheek and press your thumb into that soft spot on my wrist, things change. Slowly, you undress me, revealing every part of me to your watchful gaze. I can feel your eyes on me, first on my throat, a playground for your touch, for your strong, capable fingers, a bare canvas for you to mark and collar and claim. As my shirt opens to reveal soft pink lace, I can see a fire ignite in the depths of your eyes. And I know it won't be long. My shirt comes off and you let it fall to the floor, unbuttoned and discarded. You run your hands over my chest and you tell me how much you like how it feels. You caress me, but only for a moment. And then you stop. You stop, and you pinch my nipples. Softly at first, and I moan. And then harder. Your fingertips pressing together, and you look into my eyes, watching me grimace as you continue to pinch. Pain shooting through my chest now. I'm trembling in your grasp. Two fingers. Two fingers are enough to remind me that my body is yours. Yours to touch, to tease, to torment. When you let go, you laugh softly. It's so easy for you. Effortless. And now I'm looking at you with so much desire, so much need. I want to be more than just your partner, your friend, or your lover. I need to be more. You slap my face. My cheek stings. It's a reminder. A reminder that I'm not your equal, your partner, your friend. Not now. It continues to burn, and I want you to touch it. Touch me. Soothe me. But you don't. When you slide the belt from your pants and draw it slowly through the belt loops, I notice you licking your lips a bit. It's the belt you wear every day. The belt that you'll use to bind me, to choke me, to discipline me. You double it up and quickly yank the ends, causing it to make a loud crack. Another reminder. I always jump a bit at the sound. I expect it, but I'm never ready for it. You laugh, but it's less playful this time, more sinister. Makes my heart race. As you unbutton and lower my pants, you smile. A mischievous grin filled with promise. Though I can never tell if it's a promise of pleasure or pain. You leave them around my ankles and slip a finger into the waistband of my panties. Slowly you run your finger between the elastic and my skin, and I feel like I'm on fire. As you lower them, it reveals my needy little cunt, glistening with a wetness that only you can achieve. You run your fingers over my pussy and I let out a soft moan. I beg for you, and you laugh again, leaving me wanting and waiting. When you make me wait for you, I know that I'm offering you something special. My desire, my arousal, my pleasure. I know that you want something more from me too. You want it to torment me. Every time I look at you, I feel your control over me. Some nights when we go to bed, you forbid me to touch myself, all while you tease me, exploring the playground that my body offers you. Some nights you let me pleasure you. Others, you force me to listen while you pleasure yourself, unable to touch you, feel you. You remind me over and over again that you own my pussy and you love seeing me squirm for you, because you know that each and every last orgasm belongs to you. When you wrap me with cuffs around my wrists and ankles, I feel all sense of control slip away. And I love it. I know that now you can tie me up in any number of ways. Different poses and positions. You can display me bound to the cross for your pleasure. You can secure me to the wall, face first, my back exposed so that I can feel the kiss of your whip, that harsh bite and sharp sting that slowly radiates and then fades away. You can trap my arms behind me to unleash an assault of pleasure and pain on my nipples. Spread my legs to torment my pussy in whatever way you see fit. One more way to remind me of the fact that I am yours. When you bind me and make me helpless, you make me watch. And I do. I see your lips and I hunger to kiss them. I see your hands and I fantasize about all the ways you can humiliate or elevate me. I see your cock and I long to reach out, to touch you, to caress you, to kiss and lick you. All those things are yours to give or to withhold. And when you give them, I feel so much gratitude. And when you withhold them, I feel so much desire, longing, yearning. My need for you deepens almost to madness. Every day, you remind me, though, of one simple truth. The choice to be here is mine, and mine alone. It may start with me standing before you, but each and every day that we are together, I choose to kneel to you and only to you. And when I kneel, I don't do it because I'm weak. I do it because I'm strong. I'm not just lowering myself, but I'm also raising you up. Raising us up. All that I am, all that I think, all that I feel, I offer to you when I'm on my knees. And I make that choice every day. I am not yours because I kneel. I kneel because I am yours.